This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You don't hear a lot of talk about secession right now, but believe me, this is going to be one of the biggest issues in the next decade. You see, America, as we know it today, the 50 states, will not survive in this structure. And the reason comes down to states going broke. And the reason states are going broke is because, of course, of Democrats. Democrats don't have any financial literacy, let's say. And I mean, I'm talking about the Democrats that run these states and to some extent, the Democrats that vote for those Democrats. They don't understand long-term finance. They don't understand compounding interest. They really are completely illiterate when it comes to finance and money and debt, government spending, and so on. And they just want to win votes by handing out more free stuff to the people of their states, like Connecticut, Illinois, now Virginia, Maryland, California, and so on. So these states, all those I mentioned, and many more, are facing bankruptcy. They're in bad shape. Now, when they run out of money, and by the way, Illinois has already totally run out of money. It's running on debt fumes right now. It's running on IOUs right now. When these states run out of money for good, all the pension programs that they fund are going to collapse. So all the government workers for the state of California or Connecticut and so on, who all voted Democrat and thought they were getting free money, good retirement plans and so on, and big government that's going to help them, they're all about to find out very soon that if you vote for socialists, you get socialism, and socialism sucks because eventually the state confiscates your private property, your private savings, and so on. You are not going to be happy when the state confiscates all your pension funds because you know, a lot of people are depending on that for just to buy groceries and so on. These payouts that have been promised to them, and they're now living as retirees, and they're on fixed incomes. And when those states collapse, which is coming soon, what's going to happen? And this is the kicker to all this. What's going to happen is these states are going to call for a federal bailout. Yes, they'll call for the federal government to print new money to bail them out, because they already blew through their own budgets. And this is going to start a massive nationwide debate about whether the states run by predominantly Republicans, which have more financial sense, should bail out the states run by predominantly Democrats who are fiscally illiterate and who don't understand where money comes from and why you can't keep creating more forever. This could set off a lot of movement toward secession. And I can see the red states, the pro-Trump states, for by and large, even encouraging these other bankrupt states to leave the union. And for example, California. There are a lot of people who don't live in California that would love to see California become its own country, because they don't want California determining who wins the elections in Washington, D.C. And California always goes Democrat. It's unwinnable by a Republican. And it has, I don't know how many Electoral College votes, but it's a lot. And it's always a lock-in for Democrats these days, ever since, after the Reagan era. And that's because California is just handing out money to everybody and welcoming in an unlimited stream of illegal aliens. California has basically declared itself to be a sanctuary state. And because it's paying out all these benefits to illegals, such as free education, free healthcare now, unreal, all these free benefits, California will go bankrupt. Now, those of us who live in Texas, let's say, or for that matter, Utah, or Wyoming, or any of these other places, do you think those people are going to say that they want to bail out California for blowing money on paying for the health care of illegal aliens? No way. Not a chance. So you're going to have potentially a lot of strife there, maybe even accelerated secession calls. You know, if California blew through all this money, or Connecticut for that matter, which is also broke, why should the rest of the country bail them out? You should let those failed socialist states go ahead and fail. Venezuela style, go ahead and fail. If you run out of money, that's your fault because you spent it. We didn't spend it. We in Texas didn't spend your money in California. You spent it. You wasted it. You flushed it down the toilet to buy votes. And now you got to live with the consequences of that. And it's actually very important that America sees this lesson. We need Democrats to understand why their economic policies don't work. They need to live in the failure of their own policies so that they can get it. They need to be able to wake up and see that this is what they created. If we bail them out, we deprive them of the opportunity for them to learn that very important life lesson, which is that socialism sucks because, as Thatcher said, sooner or later you run out of other people's money. Was it Thatcher that said that? I think it was. Anyway, socialism sucks. But today, a lot of Democrats don't realize it yet because life seems pretty good when they're running on debt fumes and running on IOUs. So we need them to see the reality of that. So the splitting up of America could result in, of course, civil war, like violent, bloody civil war. I see that most of rural California, and especially Northern California, would want to separate from Western California, that is the coast, as well as much of Southern California. And I see it. I see the state actually potentially splitting into three separate states: Northern California, Southern California, and Western California. And Western California would be a communist, bankrupt, totalitarian police state regime, and they can vote Hillary Clinton their president if they want. But Northern California will be a liberty zone. And Southern California, hard to say, might be taken back by Mexico for all we know with La Raza and all those folks. But the point is that Northern California, I could see the Northern California folks having a civil war with Western California folks. I can see this getting bloody. I can see it being an actual military action because there's a lot of Northern California folks that are tired of being enslaved and taxed out of existence and impacted by all the socialist communist stupidity of the rest of California, which is dominated by leftists who control Sacramento. So there's a lot of steam that needs to be let off there for people to have control over their own destiny as Californians. And that's just one example. We have a lot of similar things happening in Virginia, you know, Northern Virginia versus Southern Virginia. The North, in this case, being the pro-Washington Virginia. We've got Texas, similar thing. Austin, Texas has become a socialist communist regime run by Lenin promoters. You know, these people love Kim Jong-un and Stalin and Lenin and Marx. These people are insane. The rest of Texas doesn't go along with that nonsense. So in many states, you have a lot of potential for conflict, geopolitical conflict, or even civil war. So watch out for that. The big tipping points could be the 2020 election or the 2024 election. Whoever wins and loses, the losing side is going to be so unbelievably angry. Can you imagine if Trump wins again in 2020, for example? The left is going to go insane. I mean, even more so than they are now. They're already insane. They're going to go, I don't know, doubly insane. They're going to go total psychotic, like crazy, angry clown insane. I don't know. Or if Trump loses in 2020 and you get like a Hillary Clinton in office, the conservatives are going to go insane because they know what that means, because Democrats are tyrants and totalitarians and will drive this country into the ground and will strip away Second Amendment rights and everything else. So there is no victory of any candidate that I see right now that can lead this country to peace and union. It's going to be split apart, fractured, and maybe result in civil war, no matter who wins in 2020 and 2024. So get ready, folks. Read my website. It's revival.news. and also, of course, newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.